Animal says that Good Morning Corbin was filmed in front of live studio audience. Good morning, Corbin!
Ooh, Mike, that was maybe the most energy I've heard yet.
I got the new mic. I got it propped up on the box. I'm a pool guy now.
Okay.
Computer, nice. Well, my phone.
Okay.
So hopefully there'll be no complaints this week.
Hopefully not, because last week we had some issues with your audio here and there, but I think overall it was fine. But now you have a new microphone. You're a little more professional these days.
Oh, man, you don't get angry often, but you know, you really get mad. You're like, Mike, your mic's so different. You sound like you're drowning and a cat's in front of you.
Well, Mike, we got to sound professional, right? I mean, we have to be faithful to our listeners. We need to make sure that they get the best possible product that we can put out there. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's pretty simple, right?
That's a good concept to have. We want to give them a good product.
Yeah. Well, anyway, for everyone out there, of course, this is the Good Morning Corbin podcast with our favorite host, Mikey Blue Eyes. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Living the dream out here.
And me, Sternbach, the co-host of said podcast. I'm also doing okay, Mikey. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you know, it's good.
we are recording today. It's Thursday evening, and this is episode number 8. Does that sound right?
We're on 8, yeah. Lucky number 8. Infinity.
Lucky number 8. We just keep cranking these podcasts out, and I'm still waiting for the checks to come in, but right. I know that they're in the mail, and they'll be coming any day now. Is that right, Mikey?
Our listeners we're in double digits now, and you know.
We're not in double digits yet. We're at 8. That's single digits.
What are you talking about? We had 16 listeners last podcast, sir.
Oh, you mean double? I thought you meant episode number. We had 16 listeners?
I meant, we got 16 dedicated listeners to the podcast already.
Is that downloads or is that subscribers?
That is just people who have listened to the podcast.
Okay. Well, either way, they're right. Double digits. That gets pretty big time.
I don't know how the whole subscriber thing works yet. I have to get into that and really, you know. I'm just sitting here wondering, like, you can't hear you talk on this, right?
Oh, I can hear myself, sure.
No, I meant you can't hear it from my end, though, right?
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean I can't hear it from your end?
Like, I hear you speaking out my speaker on my computer, but
yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I have headphones on, so I hear you in my headphones.
Okay, but you would hear a double readout, I'm assuming.
If I, yeah, no, but I have my audio goes strictly through my headphones, so therefore there's no.
What is your mic?
Go ahead.
No, I said, what is your mic connect to? Because my mic's plugged into my audio jack.
So my.
Sorry, I mean, it's off topic. I'm just not on a big.
No, I know. So my microphone is a USB microphone, so it plugs into USB on my computer.
Oh.
But also, this microphone has a headphone jack on it, so my headphones are actually plugged into the microphone.
Right.
Yeah. So even if it did plug into the microphone jack on my computer, which it doesn't, but if it did, I'd be okay because the microphone itself has its own microphone jack.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still mad it didn't work on my phone. I don't know why I couldn't get it to work. Anyway, okay. So yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm big time now. So I'm sure I'll have headphones in no time.
I mean, these headphones are nothing special, but you know, they are helpful because then I don't have to worry about any kind of echo with the sound if it's coming out over the computer speakers with the microphone.
Yeah, I don't have any echo. So that's why I was curious, because I was like, I wonder if you could, because my computer is near the microphone. So I was like, he doesn't hear himself when he speaks, does he?
I haven't yet, but who knows? But in any event.
Maybe I have a really good mic. And like, you know,
it is a good mic. And it actually, it's one way, like it's called cardioid mode.
Oh.
I think I said that right. So it only picks up sound from a single direction. Where I'm sitting, basically. Yeah.
Right, and I have it facing away from the computer, so we should be ready to go.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, before we got off topic, I think we were talking about the fact that we had double-digit listeners, which is impressive, which is amazing, frankly. And, I mean, 16 next week, it'll be probably 1,000, but, you know, baby steps. So anyway, we, of course, are the Good Morning Corban podcast, a podcast dedicated to Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes specifically. And sometimes we talk about other Star Wars games or Star Wars things in general, because we're both Star Wars fans. At least I am. I think you are too, Mikey. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, what I put out was, you know, obviously directed not only towards the game this week, which is kind of, you know, the, well, I don't, we'll get into it, but it covers, you know, we also on this podcast can cover more than just the game, because
of course,
know, so
we're primarily about Galaxy of Heroes, but you know, if there's any big events in the Star Wars galaxy at large, we will talk about those if we're so inclined, right. But let's keep our attention this week, at least for now, on the game. So
For sure.
I believe Thursday, earlier today, a new update came out on the game.
Yes.
Or maybe it was even yesterday it came out. I don't know, but I updated my app today.
I did as well.
Yeah, and so I did a little bit of playing with it. And there's no, of course, there's no new content. We don't have any new characters or ships or game modes or anything like that. But apparently I did read the post on the forums. Sounds like they did a little bit of under the hood kind of tweaking so that it would be easier in the future for them to create new content.
Yeah, I mean, apparently, what's the name of the thing? Unity is the name of the
game engine. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I've never heard of it, but I'm not a programmer or anything, so I don't know.
What I understood was that they were being limited by, you know, the amount of characters and what the characters could do, on top of adding new content, because the Unity had not been updated, or they couldn't put stuff out. So now, because they're doing this, and even though the game doesn't look crazy different, you know, we did notice some, the protection and health bar looks a little different already. And yeah, you know, there's some subtle, I have an Android, so I can see a lot of differences. You know, my phone's really good at that. So, you know, because Android used to be cool. And, you know, basically they were saying that they're going to be able to come out with, you know, new characters and new, I guess, specials and all that. And then on top of that, be able to create new game modes. So
yeah, I noticed what you were talking about. It looks like the protection bar and the health bar have maybe a little bit more depth, or like maybe a 3D effect to them now. Which is, I guess, looks a little bit better. I didn't really notice the characters' tunes looked any different, but maybe I just didn't notice that. But that was kind of the only thing that really kind of stuck out to my eye when I was playing, was that difference with those bars. But did you notice anything else specifically different?
With update wise, I have not really seen, and I honestly think that it does look, they were talking about the pixels and all that. I forget, they use a different word, but they were talking about, like, you know, like in television, when you have a higher pixel per, you know, square inch or whatever, you know, you can see things more clearly. And I do feel like, I don't know if it's just me, but it looks a little clearer. It looks a little more defined, like the plants in the background look a little more real, and you know, and it looks a little crisper, I guess.
All right. Well, if you say so, I'll take your word for it. I didn't notice it, but it could be my eyes not as sharp as yours. I don't know.
Well, maybe I'm overlooking. Maybe I'm just saying that because I read it, you know, like one of those things.
yeah, maybe you think it. So, you know, it's you believe it to be true because someone told you. And so you just assume it. And yeah, that could be too. Who knows? But hopefully what this means is that we will get new content, which I think in the post they specifically referenced Galactic Challenges. This will make it easier or maybe even possible for them to do Galactic Challenges in the future, which is the new game mode everyone is eager to get.
Yeah, they mentioned for sure that, you know, there would be new content or events. And then, you know, they also said new characters, which means, you know, they're probably going to cash in on that as much as they possibly can. I would like to see, the part that says that they can now, they were limited on what characters could do in specials, and maybe we'll get some more reworks on these characters, like Scion, who gets, some of these guys who.
Look at you right away to the Knights of the Old. Wait a minute. Maybe they'll do a Sith Assassin or Sith Marauder rework. Is that what you
do? The Zeta for sure. things like that. Also, there was a couple things. They were working on the fives thing, which you said was just for the defense mode. I noticed it a little bit even playing him, because there was some teams where that fool would just not go down.
Yeah.
And they did that. They also made a change to the graphic of Darth Vader and like where his chest plate was located, I guess, because it was off, which I think I briefly noticed, but I didn't really notice that much. But it looked a little weird or something.
I can't say that I noticed that. You know what they need to fix is Kylo Ren, when he has his helmet on, Galactic Legend Kylo Ren, in the Grand Arena, when he's standing there, when you go into the board and you have a character, the leader who stands there on the board.
Right.
Yeah, well, most of the time, maybe it's not all the time, I'm not sure, but many times he'll be standing there with his helmet in his hand and his helmet on his head, and I don't know if they've ever, it needs to be fixed. That. He's got two helmets, basically. It's kind of silly.
There was somebody who posted in our arena Discord thing that he was fighting like a raid team, and there was a Galactic Legend Kylo Ren standing next to Rey, but he was not part of the team. He didn't take any attacks. He was just like in a stance. He showed a photo of it on the thing. Oh damn.
Yeah, I mean, they have some weird bugs like that from time to time. A while back they had the Kylo Ren who was headless. Did you see that when he did his ultimate? He had no head.
I think there was, yeah.
I think they fixed that one now, but that was for a while.
There's been a couple people complaining about territory wars and the GAC, as you put it, that that they'll finish the battle and the game will mess up, and there's a little glitch with some of that recently. I've been seeing people complain about that recently. I don't know if you have anybody.
I haven't seen it or heard about it, but that doesn't mean it's not happening, because this game can be, and when stuff like that happens too, it could be a person's internet connection. You never know.
I think that, but it's people who don't normally bitch and complain. So when it's someone who regularly bitches and complains, that's one thing. You're like, okay, like the boy who cried wolf over here.
Here we go again.
But it's not. Did you just use your little laugh thing right there?
No. I'm just me laughing.
Oh, I'm about to upgrade C3PO. Sorry, I'm dyslexic.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, I just upgraded him to Relic Zero.
Oh, so he's Gear 13.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. You need him for Jedi Knight Luke, right?
Yeah, I'm doing that slowly. Oh, and also in the update, all the Mandalorian, all his homies are now...
Yes, I saw it. I'm excited for that. I've already started farming Mandalorian. Mando. I want him. I don't necessarily care about Grief Karga or Cara Dune yet.
I think that they're going to make them available for something in the near future. So I would think that you should probably do as many as you can. I know I'm still trying to get Rey, even though I'm still like 6-star and 5-star with Poe and what's his name? What's the traitor's name? I wish you guys' name. Finn. Yeah. It just kills my soul doing all this light side stuff,
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I'm farming Finn and Poe as well. I've got Poe to 32 out of 100. Finn at 84 out of 100.
No, I'm at Finn's at 51 out of 85, and Poe is at 8 out of 65. So
you got a while to go. So once I'm done with these two clowns, and then I can stop farming their shards. But the problem is, I think, here's the problem. Grief Karga and Mandalorian are fleet energy.
Right.
And Cara Dune, okay, I can farm Cara Dune with the regular energy, because that's what, because once I stop farming Finn and Poe, I can, I need something new for my regular energy, so I can do Cara Dune. But it's going to be hard to do Mando and Grief at the same time. I'm going to focus on Mando first, because they have the same energy.
You're saying that when you gear up the character.
No, I'm saying just farming for their shards. Mando takes fleet energy, and so does Grief.
Why don't you just do a 50? It's only 50. You can refresh once and do both and be done with it.
I'd rather focus on Mando. I'd rather do the refresh and focus on it.
You refresh to move up in the damn arena. Why don't you just refresh to do this?
Crystals don't grow on trees, Mikey. I got a lot of gear to get. I still
get the number 3 on my freaking ship's arena. I just reset everything.
Mikey, I still gotta gear up General Skywalker, Malak. I gotta gear up everybody for Luke. I gotta gear up everybody for Rey.
Another thing that sucks is that, you know, I have all these gear 12 rebel idiots, and they're gonna use a bunch of fleet currency or whatever, the fleet stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna have to, like, you know, just hate my life and just, you know. Because I'll have my fleet energy, I'll refresh to 100 some days. You know, I'll get 2 or 3 of the 50 hits and then stop sometimes if I need, like to get 3PO here. Freaking bum.
Yeah, 3PO. I almost have him gear 12. Right now my focus is Wampa. I'm almost have him up to gear 13. I'm excited for that. I love Wampa.
My Wampa's a Relic 3, man.
I know. I'm behind. I need to get him up. He's like, I have one piece. I just need that last piece to get him to gear 13. And then it would be easy to get him up to Relic 3. And that's all I need. Do you have
General Skywalker 7-star yet?
Who? General Skywalker?
Yeah.
No, I just unlocked him when you did. You don't have him 7-star yet, do you?
I'm at 65 out of 100.
Oh, well, see, I've been putting all my shit into Malak. I got Malak 65 out of 100.
Oh, you're still doing Malak? Oh, yeah.
I got to finish Malak.
I had a bunch of them saved up, and I kind of sold out because to get some of my first order guys up there, I had to use some of that currency just to get, like, gear and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had a lot more, but, you know, basically once I got loot of General Skywalker here, I nailed him out to 100 pretty quick, and then after that, I've been saving up, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But once I'm done with Malak, and I think I should be done with him by the next territory battle. I just unlocked the guy, like, right before I unlocked Skywalker.
Jeez,
I know. I took 10 months off the game, Mikey. Come on.
Yeah, behind. I'm looking at my inventory right now, and I'll tell you what. This Relic 2 and Relic 6, Kenobi and Revan here. You know, I got some light. You know, I got some light side guys on the second row here, and it's just kind of irritating me a little bit. My first two rows used to be just straight red, and now I got a couple of
blue. There's a way you can fix that. Just mark the ones as favorites, and then they'll all be at the top, and they'll all be red. That's what I do.
Ooh, that's a good idea. But, I mean, you know, do you think that Jedi Legend Rey is going to be needed for something else in the future? Because that's kind of what concerns me, is that I'm not going to be, you know, because this farming is just taking forever, right? I mean, look how far I am from these two. And, my Finn is a gear 8, and this Poe guy is a gear 7. And I could get them both one level up right now, but I don't know. I just, something in my soul just tells me not to do that.
I don't think she's going to be needed for anything soon, because I don't think they're going to do anything more from Rise of Skywalker. And what she's like the end, right? What else could she use? What could she be used for, like, to get unlock something else? She's obviously very useful for territory battles and all that shit and territory war. But in terms of, like, needing her to unlock something, I don't think that's the case. I mean, if there's a new raid coming, she might be useful for that. But
okay. Yeah, I mean, just curious,
I'm not. So here's my plan. I want Luke and I want Rey. And the problem is, Rey is pretty much, you know, whenever I get everybody maxed up, I can just, you know, start farming for her. Whereas Luke is one of these limited events. So I'm focused right now on my Luke tunes. So yeah, next time he comes around, I can get him.
Yeah.
And I already have all those guys 7-starred. I just need to get the gear on them.
Yeah, the gear's been a grind, a quite annoying grind for me. I have noticed that I haven't getting Omegas, by the way.
You still complaining about your Omegas?
I was, and then I realized that, you know, the last couple of weeks, maybe they heard me and they were like, this guy's getting too big. We're going to have to start appeasing him.
Make him happy. Whatever you do, make Mikey Blue Eyes happy.
Silence him before we have another issue, another caster on our hands.
Exactly.
So I did like the update saying that they did say for years to come that they're going to,
yeah,
you know, be invested in the game. I just hope it's not years to come at the current rate of what you need to do to keep into the groove, because that would be really annoying.
For all the naysayers out there who think that the game is ready to shut down, I would hope that might be some evidence for them to show that maybe the game is actually going to continue on for quite a while yet.
I'd be lying if I said I was not nervous about this.
Nervous? Wait, why are you nervous?
We started this podcast, and I'm like, dude, we're rolling with this thing. We're actually having fun, and they're going to shut this game down like 6 months, and then we're going to be sitting here with this nice polished turd, and it's not going to be able to shine at the county fair, you know? Like, what is
that? Wait, are you talking about our podcast or the game, yeah, or our collection, yeah, or what? Or your microphone?
All of it. All my 6 million galactic power that would just blow out into the infinity of space and become nothingness.
Yeah.
It would have been a big way. So maybe they come out with, you know, Star Wars Galaxies of Heroes 2, and then, you know, everybody's got to start over, which, you know.
That would suck.
But I guess they updated to Unity. We're all united now, so we're...
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing, so many people are so invested in this game. I mean, it would be... It'd be rough if they said, we've got a new game, Galaxy Heroes number 2, and guess what? Y'all have to start over. And you can buy a hyperdrive bundle for $100.
I've had games do that, though. Games have done that.
This thing has to still be a cash cow, though. And again, why would you want to alienate so many people?
That's another thing. It's like doing this whole reach out to the people thing is really helpful, because there's a lot of people still join it. I mean, that's what I... There's people still.
That's the lifeblood, right?
Yeah, they're signing up and they're invested. And once these Star Wars junkies, like all the rest of us, get into it, they're just hooked, man. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so that was the update, I guess. The update of the game, at least. So nothing too exciting. I guess it's exciting in the sense that maybe that means the new content isn't that far away finally. But
right.
You know, and things look maybe a little bit nicer, but my hope is this is, you know, the first step in many new cool things that are coming in the near future.
That would be nice. It would be nice if that actually happened. And, you know, they like, you know, we've already talked about this, you know, the infinite possibilities that are out there.
Yeah.
We had, you know, and there's just so many books and so many galaxies and universes and planets that you could bring into play, and there's just so much you can do with this. That's
So let me ask you, Mike, have you made any progress on Knights of the Old Republic?
Oh man, you know, I played like 5 minutes. I've been remodeling my gym out here in California, and I started coaching ice hockey again. We're back on the ice out here, and you know, even with all the rules and regulations, we're still getting out there and you know, coaching. So it's, I have not played more than 5 minutes, and I need to really, you know, it's just not enough time, man. Not enough time. Yeah. I will dedicate it. I'll be dedicated. I would like to know about this ending. You know, I definitely thought about it a couple of times. It's just, you know,
you got to get to it. Got to get on it.
You have to get on it.
No, I hear you. You know, the real world sometimes gets in the way, but I do think that you will appreciate it once you get to that point. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I'm definitely gonna. I haven't forgot about it. I'm. You know, I have not lost interest in it. That's for sure.
Okay. So what's been going on in the game this past week? I mean, I guess we had a territory battle that kind of finished up. Territory war in the middle of right now. Yeah. In the middle of another Grand Arena season. How has your game been going, Mikey? How have you been doing? Doing okay?
Yeah, we had an exciting couple of weeks there, and there was a lot going on, and you know, you picked up some characters. I got my ultimate. Luke came out. You know, there was this whole buzz about cheaters and what's going on with the game and what's going to happen with it. And then now that's kind of dying down. We're back to regular business, and it's just back to the same old, you know. I'm glad we're unified with Unity, but there's still nothing really new out there.
And no, there really isn't. I mean, it's yeah.
I've been staying on my game more. You know, I stay in the top 10 of my payouts usually, even on busy days. I can still, you know, even if I miss the last hour, I can still get within the top 10 for most of my stuff. And
nice.
But yeah, you know, I've been better. You know, one thing this podcast has done for me is it's let me enjoy the game more. And I think, you know, realizing how big this community is and how many people are out there and how many people have actually responded to us. It's really nice to know that, you know, there's a lot of people out there just like us. There's a lot of people that love this game and they don't want it to go anywhere. And they love, you know, they love putting their voice out there and, you know, being heard. And, you know, it's kind of brought me back because I was kind of distant from this game for a while. And,
yeah. You know,
wasn't really leveling up, wasn't really, you know, so I got some characters that, you know, people would level up to be in better guilds and I just didn't really care. And, you know.
You were just treading water, basically.
Yeah, I was just kind of making sure that I didn't fall too far. And, you know, I was in the top 25 at least. Or, you know, there'd be days where I wouldn't even try to climb. And, you know, it was getting very redundant for me. So
yeah. Well, I'm glad I was able to help you out of that, out of the doldrums.
Yeah, man. It's good.
You mentioned that you got your ultimate for Kylo, huh? Your Supreme Leader ultimate.
Yeah, I got that, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I think. We talked about it. Yeah.
Oh, you did a couple weeks ago already?
Yeah, I've had for a while. I didn't make it too big of a deal just because, you know, I'm a dark side guy. So it's, you know, it's kind of just mandatory.
Well, have you had a chance yet? Have you been successful in soloing the Sith raid with it?
I have not even tried to do that. you know, there's been a couple times where I've seen that we can hit the raid, and I just never really the time to do it. You know, and you know, the raid goes so fast now. It's like if you're not on it first 15, 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you're probably going to miss out anyway. So
Yeah. No, you definitely can beat it in about 15, 20 minutes now for sure.
They're knocking it out quick, which, you know, this whole new Unity thing and the, you know, the concept of new events, like you said last podcast, they're probably going to, you know, come out with something new. Solo, that's what happened the last time. I remember you could solo the last raid. So
could you solo it before the Sith raid came out? I can't remember the timeline on that.
Yeah, I believe you could, couldn't you? I think you could.
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what the first solo team was. It was some kind of weird mishmash.
Yeah, it was because it was that third phase, I think, that tripped people up, wasn't it?
I don't even remember. I'm trying to think of like who was it when I think when Commander Luke came out, that might have been like the first time people could kind of solo it.
Maybe. And then I remember
Yoda, Luke and something. I can't remember. But yeah, I mean, it was hard, but people could kind of do it.
Who was it that could do it the first? What was the team that it was a dark side team that could do the Rancor raid, right? Or whatever.
Oh, I don't even remember. God, it's been so long since we played the Rancor. I almost wish my guild would let us play it one time just to see what it was, see what it's like.
You know what I need is I need that stupid
title.
Yeah, man. I never got it because by the time it, you know, came out or whatever, I don't know, maybe it was out before that.
You never got first place in the Rancor raid?
I don't know. I don't think so, man.
Yeah, my first order team could solo it. I had fun with that. That was
yeah, but that wasn't the first team. It was like EP.
Oh, you needed Tebow. It was like Tebow and because he would do like all the turn meter reduction and Rex. I remember now. It was all turn meter reduction. It was like it was Luke, maybe Luke too. I can't remember, but it was definitely Tebow, because I remember Tebow would do his little tomahawk chop and take away all the turn meter. And if he didn't hit it, how mad you'd get. Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah. And then Rancor would smack you in the face. But yeah, and Rex would remove turn meter. And maybe Han too, because Han removed some turn meter. Yeah, but basically, it was all turn meter reduction.
Well, I remember when I transferred over to your guild, I didn't even have, like, my Hans wasn't even 7-star, I don't think.
Yeah.
I had to get that because all the Russians in my old guild would just
crush. Russians. It's funny. The idea of you being in a guild with a bunch of Russians cracks me up.
Like, nobody knew English. Like, I would ask questions all the time. You'd be like, one guy, his English was choppy, and then he left.
Like, that was all Russian.
He said something like, sorry, I am leaving. Have fun. Bye. And that was, I was once again, like, lost in the sauce. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Hey, Mikey, I'm going to pause the recording for just a sec. I'll be right back.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Mikey. So, yeah, I mean, so I've been playing the Sith Raid, and it's fun to try to solo, but God, it can really be so frustrating because...
Have you done it?
I've done it, yeah, but it's still kind of a crapshoot because that last phase especially, one time you have to kind of face Annihilate from Nihilus, and I if you don't get the timing right, he's going to smack you, and he's going to smack Kylo, and then there goes your solo. If you can get past that, you're fine. And it's just, I got, like, today, Sith Raid was today. I had Thrawn and Kylo left. And I was like, you know, I knew it was, I was watching the countdown. It's coming. I wanted to put my shield up on Thrawn.
There you go.
But I thought I had one more turn, and I didn't. And then all of a sudden, I had ultimate up. But then, of course, he took, like, two turns right away, and the ultimate was down. And so, boom, I had no defense up. Annihilate came up, and I was, like, crossing my fingers, hoping he picked Thrawn. But no, he picks Kylo, so there's poor Thrawn standing there, and he gets smoked in the turn. You know, he's not going to go anywhere after that. So I was like, fuck. So I didn't solo it, but I got, you know, I got did, like, 85% or something, whatever it is.
That's crazy, man. That's just craziness.
It's fun to try. It's frustrating, like I said, because it's just – it's just a little bit of RNG, and I should have put the shield up. If I put the shield up on Thrawn's turn, I would have been fine. But I thought that I would have had I had one more turn in Thrawn before he hit his Annihilate. But nope, I didn't. Because if you do too early, then the shield will expire, and the next thing you know, he'll hit you. So it's just like you got to just time it perfect.
And that's Thrawn. Like, I always forget the team too. I always screw up the team.
Well, it's Hux lead, Fu, your favorite, Kylo, Yoda, Hermit Yoda, and Thrawn.
Wow. That's an interesting lineup.
Mm-hmm. I mean, wow. Yoda's there to heal and to give assists, you know, to have Kylo assist, and then everybody else just kind of feeds turn meter to Kylo. That's basically it.
That sounds like fun. I'll try it.
It's fun. Yeah, definitely try it. It's a lot of fun.
You need all the guys to be like arena level mods, right?
No, actually not. And it's funny because I was fucking around with my mods one day, and I think I took I had all my mods off. Oh no, this was when I was doing when I was trying to get Anakin. Yeah, and so I had put all my speed mod, my best speed set. Remember, I think I said this in the podcast. I put my best speed set on Kenobi to get past that phase. And so I was still trying to do that. And all of a sudden the raid came up and I was like, shit. I jumped into the raid without thinking. And Hux was naked. He had no mods on him at all. Hux, that was probably the best thing I ever did. Hux lasted into phase 4, which he never lasts that long. And it was partly because he didn't take nearly as many turns as he normally takes. And every time he takes a turn and has to use his basic, he loses 10% health from Kylo's unique. Wow. So that's why, you know, he took fewer turns. He wasn't getting his health reduced. And he lasted, I think, like all the way to phase 4, and I sold that one. So I'm almost thinking maybe I should do that more often, just take all his mods off and play it out.
I said, man, see, that's just, well, I guess that's just, you know, it's insider information. It makes the game more fun, I guess. It just,
yeah. I mean, that maybe might have been a fluke too. I don't know. But yeah, it was, he lasted forever. And I was like, holy cow.
You are randomly lucky.
It could have been randomly lucky. Usually he dies in phase two. Usually Cyan kills him quickly. But that time he lasts like phase four.
All right. Yeah. So, should I go into the people's?
Yeah. Stuff? So you posted out there. You asked for some feedback from our faithful, loyal listeners.
Yeah, I said, hey everyone. Good morning. Corbin is reaching out again this week to ask the people if there's anything you want to talk about, which you experienced in game this week. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
That's from the good band.
I like it.
It's all fair game. Don't hold back. Was also curious about what the people think of all the articles and videos being rumored about the next set of Star Wars movies. Heard everything from it's going to be a dimension swapping universe separate from the original canon to Keanu Reeves is talking about being a new dark side character with a bent lightsaber, .. Feel free to comment away.
You know,
I'll be hurt.
Go ahead. I was just going to say real quick, you know, Keanu Reeves, they're doing another Matrix movie.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, I'm excited. That's going to be great.
I mean, is it going to be the same producers, the girls who think they're guys, the girls?
Wachowskis or something? Yeah, Wachowskis. Yeah, I think so. I think it's the same team, yeah.
I don't care what sex they are. They are good producers.
Yeah, they make a good sci-fi movie. Those Matrix movies were good. And, well, I mean, they had their flaws for sure. But, like, that in the second movie, that whole sequence on in the freeway.
In the Matrix. Come on.
What's that?
Flaws in the movies? I mean, they did a whole bunch of different, like, mind-bending movies that you know, people don't even realize that are great movies, you know?
Oh, well, I don't know. But from the Matrix, I didn't like the whole Smith thing. I got tired of Smith. Too much Smith.
That's, you know, the point.
I didn't like it. I got sick of it. I seen like an army of Smiths everywhere. I didn't like that. Didn't like it.
Dude, they did V is for Vendetta, which is an amazing movie.
I do love that movie. That's a great movie. They did that movie. Are you sure?
Yep. That was a D, and it was a DC. It was a DC animated comic book.
Yeah, I knew that.
They did Cloud Atlas, by the way.
I've never seen that.
Never seen Cloud Atlas?
No.
Oh, dude, Cloud Atlas is just. It's amazing. I love
Wachowskis. You're right. It is written by the Wachowskis. Interesting. I didn't know that. It's really good. I do like. I like V for. I might like V is for Vendetta better than Matrix, because that's a good movie. That's
Mr. Smith, who you don't even like.
Yeah, he's the V. He's V, right?
Yep, he is.
Yeah, he's good.
So yeah, I think they had a couple more smaller films that I forgot what they are, because they popped up and I was like, they produced this? I'm like, they're the shit. But they do a lot of good with that sci-fi type of, you know, all that stuff.
They're good. All right, anyway, we're off topic now, so let's go back to you. You sent out a call to the listeners, and what did you get back?
All right, well, let's go to my arena chat first, and let's see. Where did I put it? Is it way up here? July. What's today's date?
Today is July 9th.
I got one to take photos of this stuff. Here we go. Okay, so Toru Kemato, who is like the guy who runs this, even though I've been there longer, I still don't, you know me. Yeah. He says, I hate the new trilogy. And if rumors end up to be true, that will be the best thing for Star Wars. As for the new movies, hell yeah. Though in rumors video, they show content from OR and said the new trilogy will be dark, which I have heard about. Tetra said, totally, the new trilogy is nothing but an empty shell with stars printed on it. They could easily make another animated series and have people voice act our beloved characters. Maybe they could start out with Luke meditating with Ezra and Ahsoka in the time world and show the animated scene clips from the sequel trilogy, and then have Luke wake up and have and ask Ezra, what did you see? Okay, so that's interesting. Shot put out, yeah, the new trilogy is badly written. It amazes me. I really hope they pull more inspiration from the old extended universe. There are a lot of great stories to be told there. I know your blood vessels are popping out of your face right now. Caleb then says, stars printed on it, ? LMFAO, which is laughing my fucking ass off. Except Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, there was no star. Exclamation point. A bunch of Disney teenagers, ... New trilogy has no soul, several producers with different points of view, unable to agree on the trilogy scenario, and offering very bad storytelling. Had some goosebumps when the Millennium Falcon resurrected, that's all. Absolutely no lightsaber fight entertained me. So slow, so bad choreography, Too many copy slash paste with other trilogies, They tried to save the franchise with The Mandalorian, very good atmosphere, but the scenario was pretty empty. They have to be more imaginative for season two now that they know people are interested in the concept. And in some place, a totally different trilogy like OR era would be much more fun with Keanu Reeves as Revan. I mean, everybody's been talking about him being Revan for a long time. I hope he doesn't get it, because if I ever become an actor, I would love to be Revan.
You want to be Revan.
I want to be Revan. Bro, I was the arena chat.
Are you sure that was the arena chat? It sounds like you posted something like in, I don't know, Star Wars haters forum. My goodness. People call themselves fans?
It was, well, you know, I align with them a lot for the simple fact, you know, that there has not been a lot of dark side stuff. I think that, you know, for them to openly say that they're working on a dark side, you know, character, you know, I don't know about the
curve. Are you talking about Galaxy of Heroes? Or no, just the movie in general, like the Star Wars universe in general?
Yeah, Disney themselves was saying they're going to scrap the last three movies in some non-canon way and make it so that there's a new universe or new dimension or something that they even mentioned even using EP and having him at the end of whatever, or having him basically, you know, move time to another dimension. I don't know. Why would you have to do all that? Why couldn't you just start anew on another, you know, I mean, Old Republic took place, what, 4,000 years?
Well, what I thought I heard that there's a new book that came out called The High Republic. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. I haven't read it though.
I haven't. I don't know if it's even out yet. I have heard of it.
A comic book
No, it's a novel.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that the rumor I heard was that this would be the basis for the next trilogy. It would be High Republic. So High Republic era is considered to be something like 400 or 500 years before the events of the Skywalker saga.
Okay.
And maybe 2 years, 200 years, I guess, 200 years. So kind of at the height of the Republic that stood for 1,000 years or 1,000 generations, I guess it was, instead of 1,000 years. But you know, the interesting thing of that, so that would kind of be the height of the Jedi. The interesting thing about that would be, of course, Yoda would be alive 200 years ago, probably in his prime. So that would be kind of a neat little, you know, kind of connection between the Skywalker saga and this High Republic. It's going to be released
August
2021.
August 25th is the expected date for Star Wars Light of the Jedi. I'm looking at these books and...
I think they pushed it back to January 25th, 2021.
Well, there's a lot, the three books I see, there's a lot of light side characters, there's a lot of darkness, there's a lot of light colored blades out there.
There's always, this is always going to be, you know, it's going to be tilted toward the light side. You're just going to have to accept that, Mikey.
Charles, they're not supposed to be, they're supposed to do a dark side based. Anyway, that Charles Soule, whatever.
He's the one writing the High Republic book.
Yeah. I guess he has a book called Star Wars Rise of Kylo Ren. Did you see this?
Yeah, it's not a book. It's a it's a four-series graphic novel. And yes, I've read them. They're awesome.
Are they really?
Well, they could have been better. You know me, but they were pretty good.
I may have to purchase these. I'm very interested in this.
They tell the story of kind of Kylo Ren from the moment that he betrays, or I should say Luke betrays him, up until he becomes Kylo Ren.
Ooh.
And it's interesting because they, you know, it goes through a lot about who the Knights of Ren are and who their leader was before Kylo Ren kind of took over. And it's good stuff. I like that stuff a lot. There was a lot of weird stuff, not weird stuff, but there was a lot of stuff with him and when he was a Jedi with Luke, and I was like, whatever, who cares? But yeah, there was a lot of good stuff. I mean, there was in one episode, in one of the series, in one of the books, you know, Lor San Tekka, you remember him, right?
It sounds familiar.
He's the guy who Kylo murders at the beginning of The Force Awakens.
Okay.
On Jakku, you know, the guy who Poe is talking to, and he gives Poe the star map.
So
that's Lor San Tekka. Lor San Tekka, Luke, and Ben Solo at the time go on a mission looking for some Jedi artifacts, and they encounter the Knights of Ren for the first time, the three of them. So I don't want to give too much away, but you know, it's good. I would recommend, you know, especially if you're a Kylo Ren fan, definitely recommend it. That's their comic books. They're not novels.
I'm a dark side fan. I always felt like Kylo Ren was a little bit.
But it's also cool because it shows him how he got his lightsaber and all that kind of good stuff.
All right, so I'll have to check that out. Let me get back. So now I'm going to go to the FOA General site.
Wait a second. So I don't know if we can let all these people and their critical comments of the new trilogy just stand without any kind of response. I mean, what? It always drives me crazy why people are so, they call themselves Star Wars fans, and they're so critical of the thing they supposedly love.
I am not critical of the figures I have purchased. I am not critical of the books I have read.
Yeah.
I think that the Old Republic books and even the what's the timeline books I've read that took place in the same time as the last three movies, but it was written 10 times better? Legacy of the Force, I believe it was called. It's like 9 books.
Yeah.
And Kylo Ren is basically Darth Cadius, whatever his name is. Cadius. And Luke has a kid with some chick.
Wait, what? What is this? Yeah. What are you talking? Are these books before, like back in the 90s, those books?
Earlier, yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's not really canon. That's not considered canon anymore, but no. Go ahead.
But if you read the books, the storyline for those books, dude, you could have made sick 3 movies. If you just loosely based it on the 9 books that were there.
Yeah.
It was Luke married, what was her name, man?
Mara Jade.
Yeah, Mara Jade, who I'm actually about to read I just finished reading The Force of One, or The Choices of One, which was solely based on her before she turned to the turn to the light side, because she was, I think, Palpatine's little puppet. And that was all about her kind of like when she first met Luke and she's like calling him an idiot. And he's like, you know, I'm like, oh, this is a great book. And then, you know, it just delves into the legacy of the Force. Basically, she gets killed by Cadius, aka you could just fill in Kylo Ren because he's the son of Han and Leia. And then there's a there's a daughter of Han and Leia who end up killing him. He kills her. She kills him. And like, you know, they were all talking about how it was a bad female character. Like they wrote her as a female character so well. Like she, like by
Laura end, Jade.
No. Oh. The daughter of
oh.
her.
Oh, yeah. Because don't they have twins? Doesn't Luke and Mara Jade have twin kids or something?
Oh, it's Han and Leia.
They have Han twins.
Leia have Cadius, Darth Cadius. I can't remember his real name. Ben Solo. Oh, I think his name is Ben Solo actually. And then.
Isn't it Jason or something or Jade?
Oh, fucking Ben, dude.
No, and I think you're wrong.
Look it up. It's Ben Solo, dude.
I don't. Hold on. This is the is it called Heir to the Jedi trilogy? No,
Legacy of the Force.
Legacy of the Force. Okay. Let me see if I can find it.
It's like 9 books.
Legacy of the Force books. I'm Googling right now. Keep talking.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I don't think I've read these. No, I definitely have not read these books. Okay, go ahead.
Read them because they are what we call the shit. And I'm trying to remember her name. It was, Boba Fett's in it. So basically the sister, like Boba Fett comes back to the Mandalorian homeworld, but the people kind of question him because he's got like this dark past and like his background comes out because they start talking about, his kids and his wife who was like in stasis forever. She got kidnapped by some dark side guy. And dude, it's just, what is the dude? I'm telling you, it's Ben Solo. That's the name of it.
There is a Ben. It says Jace. There's a Jason too. Jason trains young cousin Ben in the ways of the Force. Yada, yada, yada. I don't know. It's a lot here. There's Darth Cadius.
Yeah, maybe Jason.
Cadius. I don't know how you say that, but I see that too. No, I've never read those books. I was thinking of the books from the 90s. I think they're called Heir to the Jedi. They were Timothy Zahn books.
Yeah, they were about Luke or something. And
right.
Yeah, it looked like I remember the cover of the book looked like a hippie's dream. And I was like, I'm not reading that crap.
A hippie's dream? What are you talking about? What's hippie's dream?
Because Ben Solo gets tortured. I'm sorry, Ben Skywalker, whatever his name is. Luke's son gets tortured by Han's son. And he just has all this backlash, and Luke's going nuts because he's the leader of the Jedi now, having all this inner turmoil with himself because he let his wife die and his son got tormented. He doesn't know what to do. Like, it's deep, man. It's kind of loosely along, even though George Lucas likes to take credit for all this shit. It's loosely, there's a lot of similarities there, and he just fucks it up when he does his little BS with the whole everybody like the rebels this and like you got to have that dark side, bang bang bang, people dying, people getting tortured in order to make the light side characters look real. And that's what they made this girl do. She beat her brother and in the last book kills him because she knows that he'll never stop. He says that to her.
Yeah,
so basically like by the end of the book you're like, damn, like, you know, like the dark side died, but she was like living with the Mandalorian. She saw a little dark side of herself. She kind of crossed that line like Rey did, but they didn't do it right in the movie. Like they do all of this in these books, and it's just so much better. And it's just so much. They make her character so much better.
Okay. Well, the books I were talking about was Heir to the Empire was the first one by Zahn. And I think Dark Force Rising and then The Last Command. I think those are the three I was thinking of.
And I think he's written some Old Republic books, Timothy Zahn, right?
He's written a bunch of stuff. He's the one who basically invented Thrawn.
Yeah, but did he write like the Sith Lords one or the one with Vader and EP? That was
he wrote the Thrawn series. There's three Thrawn books. He wrote those. Who wrote that? I know which book you're talking about with Vader and Emperor Palpatine, like Crash Land on a Planet. That's a good book. I can't remember what that's called. I don't think that was Thrawn or Zahn who wrote that, but
that was a good book.
But that was pretty good. So back to the comments about the new trilogy. Again, I just don't understand why people hate it so much.
Like I said, I read books that were, you know.
Okay, that might be the case. Maybe you think that you've read books that are way better. But, I mean, if you really, like, I just don't understand, like, why people shit on it so much. Because if you really are a Star Wars fan, I would think you would be able to find something that you would like in it, even if you didn't, it wasn't your favorite.
Maybe because he has zero imagination. So I read the one called Allegiance, which is a Star Wars one by Timothy Zahn. And he also wrote The Choices of One, which I've most recently finished. Those are the two I was thinking of.
Okay.
I thought there was one more, but I don't see it on here. Yeah, dude, like, I understand where you're coming from. And, you know, there's a lot of good things. Most of the good things I've read, you know, like I said before, is just stuff that's non-canon. All the non-canon stuff is really real. It's true. It's got both light and dark in it. I can get into it. I can actually understand why light side people do what they do, because it's really well written with the shit they have to go through to get to that point to go back to the light side. You know what I'm saying? And even Revan, like, he was crossing borders left to right. He was dark side, light side, dark. He didn't know what the hell he was, you know? That's more realistic to me than all this, Revan, Rebels, let's go.
Well, you don't even know Revan's full story because you haven't even finished the goddamn game.
Okay, well, I read his book and but I know.
Finish the game and you'll get a little enlightenment.
But the point is that, you know, there's so much promise out there, and you're just not tapping into it, man. All right, so let me finish some of these. You want? We can continue the conversation.
No. I mean, look, I've found out talking to various people, you're just not gonna. I mean, you either like it or you don't. It's just it is one thing or the other. I do tend to think. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why people hate these new movies so much, because I think I thought the first two were really, really, really good. And I don't think Rise of Skywalker delivered and really, really finished the trilogy up the way it should have finished it up, but whatever. I think Kylo Ren of course, is my favorite. I think he was a phenomenal character, a very interesting character, probably more so than anybody that we've seen so far in a Star Wars movie, but you know, whatever, that's just my opinion. But there was a lot of different and good things. And I just, you know, and I think so many people get so angry about silly things. I don't want to get into politics, but I think there's a lot of political overtones that people get angry about. And it's just like, it's Star Wars. Just put all that stuff aside. It's crazy.
I'm not talking about political overtones. I'm talking about when you tell a story and you want it to be fucking good.
But I understand that. But I think there's a lot of people who don't like it because of political things.
That's the society we live in. It's like they don't want to realize that they're living in a world where there's a lot of dark shit that happens to them.
I'm talking about like social justice issues. People see characters like Finn and they say, oh, well, he's just like, yeah, this is all social justice stuff, or Rey's a woman, and so they get all upset about that. It's silliness.
Because like I said, they wrote that book, and the girl that was in the book, man, she was a badass. And by the end of the thing, you're like, okay, light side girl won, but I'm cool with that because she went through a lot of shit to get. I mean, she went through a lot of dark side stuff. She got tested big time. She fought her brother like four times in like the nine, at least four times. One time he almost killed her. Like, you know, there was some drama. Like, there was some serious drama. You know, so.
Like, for instance, back to just, I don't want to get off the rails on this, but like, I had a buddy who was like, oh, I don't like Rey. And I was like, well, why don't you like Rey? Because she's a girl, she's a woman, and she couldn't be as strong as like Luke. And I was like, really? Because the reason Luke or Rey are strong is because they can use the Force. Like, why does being a guy mean you can use the Force better than being a girl? I don't understand that. That makes no sense.
That's why a lot of
Star Wars universe. It's not like it's an MMA cage fight where, yeah, sure, a man can probably beat a woman in an MMA cage fight every time, but using the Force is like your mental connection to this mystical energy field. I don't know why a man would be better at that than a woman. So it's silly.
I agree. And, you know, I have all girls. So, you know, like I see them all the time. And, you know, women, you know, Rey could be just as badass. She was just very, very poorly. And they didn't do a good job with connecting with the audience and showing what someone goes through in order to get to that. You know, like it was just too easy for her, for me.
I don't understand that criticism either, but how was it any easier or harder for Luke? I mean,
it was easy for him too. I agree. It was easy for him too.
If you level the same criticism at Luke that you do at Ray, then that's fine. I would agree with you. But
Luke's a little whiny little candy ass. He's been that way. So is Anakin. I felt like Anakin couldn't handle pressure either. That's why he couldn't.
Well, in the case of Anakin, I mean, Anakin started out when he was what, 8, 9, 10 years old, and like so he took a full on training course with Jedi. You know, Luke didn't, and Luke was, you know, became the guy who defeated Vader and all that kind of stuff. And you know, every time I watch, at least now as an adult, when I watch the final, you know, Death Star battle, it just boggles my mind. This guy who they just met, I'm talking about the Rebel Alliance, right. This kid Luke Skywalker, this farm boy, not only do they put him in the cockpit of an X-wing fighter, which is like putting some random dude who shows up in the cockpit of like an F-14 or an F-18 and say, hey, go fight the battle.
Yeah,
everybody gets wiped out, and it's him and Wedge and Biggs, two guys who are pilots who've been fighting, and they know. And who takes the shot? Oh, go ahead, Luke, you're going to be our leader. You know, it's like, what? That would never happen. That's craziness.
Yeah, I do. Trust me. I think Luke's just as much of a – he's probably more of a candy ass because, you know, and even in the most recent movie, all he's done is one. I don't want to use that ability. Then he went to like a little kid the whole time. You know, that come out. You know what? They're just probably sitting there like, God damn, I've been putting up this guy for how long? And I got back down to Earth and give him another fucking talking to. It's like – like he walks up, it'd be hilarious. Like, Luke, stop being a little bitch. You
know? Well, here's another one of the things that people drives me crazy. When people used to criticize The Last Jedi, they would be like, oh, well, that's so stupid. Luke went away, like he kind of gave up and he hid. Luke would never do that. Like, Jedi don't do that. That's exactly what Yoda and Ben Kenobi did. The going got tough and those two assholes ran away and hid. I mean, that's like a Jedi tradition, man. That's what you do. Shit gets tough, you run away and hide.
I know, and I agree. Like, that's, you know, and that's why I stick to the books, because the books are more, like, there's just more balance there. You know, there's more. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. People can have whatever feelings they want. I don't care. But I just wish that they would be less assholes about it.
Male, female thing into it. Don't bring the race thing into it. Like, it's just, that's trash. That's people just knit. Like, that's, I'm not even.
Yeah, that's people have an ad, you know, agenda and Instagram. That's silliness. You know, I hate that. That is my word. I hate that the most, but whatever.
Well, my wife is black, so, you know, they can kiss my ass. Like, I got mixed. Bringing that shit in here because they ain't gonna fly around here. Like,
again, that's a lot of people that, like, were felt that way, and it was just silliness, but whatever. You know, people are crazy. We found that out, you know, in the last
how many years. My favorite movie is Rogue One, I think. That's probably my favorite Star Wars movie. That one hit home, and that one actually was decent. So Rogue One's on my top, probably. That's probably my favorite.
I mean, Rogue One is really, really, really good. I gotta say, it's really good. But I mean, I don't know. It's tough to pick a favorite. But one of the failings, in my opinion, of Rise of Skywalker is because it wasn't more like Rogue One. I mean, one of the reasons why Rogue One is so great is everybody dies.
Yep.
And there's no reason why everyone shouldn't have died in Rise of Skywalker, or just about everyone. Maybe Rey should have lived, but like Finn and Poe and Chewie. And the droids and the Falcon, and all that shit, they all should have died, been blown up, or most of them should have died and been blown up. And at the end of the day, who was the only guy who died? Leia died, of course, because she had to die. You know, Carrie Fisher died, but like Dax or whatever his name was, that stupid pilot, he crashed. And that was it. Like, he's the only person who died. Like, right? What? Are you kidding me? I mean, you had Lando who could have died. I mean, why, you know, obviously, old guy, an easy choice for him to die.
Once again,
they brought back Wedge, and Wedge didn't die. I mean, they could have killed all those guys off. I mean, why not?
Again, that's them not bringing them into the story, because you have to have that moment where people are dying, where you realize what the hell's going on. So.
Yeah, it makes it real, and it's very easy to just get a very emotional response out of people to have all these characters die. And it's the last movie. You're not doing another Skywalker movie.
So maybe they wanted.
There's no reason to keep them alive.
Maybe they wanted PG-13. Who knows?
Rogue One was PG-13, wasn't it? I mean, you could have done it the same way you did Rogue One. I mean, you know.
I agree.
It doesn't have to be graphic, but people can die, you know?
I agree. All right, I'll so back to the people. Let's get through. We got a few
more. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You got me on my soapbox, Mikey. What can I say?
On the soapbox. So now we're in the FOA General, and it's Dr. Burninator, and he's like, the Secrets and Shadows assault battle is a huge RNG fest. After about half a dozen tries, I got past Sidious. In the next battle, Death Trooper Deathmark Talzin, but I was able to finish, thankfully. Also, most of FOA got Watt to 7 stars, and I took mine to gear 12, still saving gear for SLKR, which I should unlock this or next week. That's right. We got most of the people in the I got Watt 7 stars this past week. I forgot about that, man.
Oh, congratulations. I had him 7 stars weeks ago.
Well, anyway, I got him this past year 12, and you know, I'm gonna leave him there for a while. I don't really use him much with the I'm doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And then it says, as for the movies, not this is the same Dr. Burninator.
Sure.
I'm not sure about all of the rumors, but it seems like an infighting at Disney is the main cause. I wasn't a huge fan of the recent films, to be honest. It would be cool though to see some reworking using the Nexus of Realities thing from Rebels. Not sure what that means for the movies as a whole. I thought they were doing a movie or something relating to the older High Republic. That would be more interesting to me. So that's another person who said that. So he also asked, because I responded, and I said, getting Watt 7 star was nice finally, LOL. And then, you know, I started talking about if it was an old Republic movie, it would be amazing. I pretty much read all their books, and if they do it like it's been done recently, I'm going to lose my mind. Like if they freaking rebel fested. And then he asked, did you follow Sturm's advice and start KOTOR? I haven't played it myself, but here it's one of the best games. And I said, I haven't played since yesterday at 9 in the morning. Like he says, I haven't played since. LOL is why I told him. So
well, he needs to get on his shit too and play this game, because I can't believe you guys claim to be Star Wars fans and yet you haven't finished Knights of the Old Republic. I don't know if I said this before, but I specifically, back in whatever it was, 02 or 03, whenever it came out, I didn't even have an Xbox. I never owned an Xbox. I never wanted an Xbox.
Yeah.
And that game came out, and I was like, God damn it, I guess I need to buy an Xbox. I bought an Xbox just to play that game.
Okay, well, yeah, I got the second one. I'm gonna play first one's on my phone. I got in my general ships arena. I got Bat Fett talking trash to me now.
And everyone should be talking trash to you. I agree.
Yeah, and he said so. His response was, "I think I'm rooting for some of the rumors. I didn't hate the sequel trilogy, but also want it to be better. I really hope that the rumored series with Thrawn and Ezra's story after ROTJ comes to fruition. I think they could link the Old Republic to the newer Thrawn trilogy for some interesting stories. In my ideal world, they bridge the gap of what happens to Revan in the unknown region to the threat Thrawn sees coming from the unknown region, and have the threat be the return of the original Sith Empire. If the rumors of a new movie trilogy being set in the Old Republic are true, they could easily lay the groundwork. That could even make the Revan book canon, which would be cool. Now, the real question for you is, why do you want to play Zelda before KOTOR?"
Exactly. Exactly. Why do you want to play Zelda over KOTOR? I have no idea. I think I made fun of you last time for just that thing.
Yeah, that was on me.
I haven't read this Revan book. I guess maybe I should read it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And then
I'll have to read it. Okay.
Yeah, you should.
Right, I'll look into it. It's the same guy who wrote the Darth Bane book.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So another thing about me and Star Wars, I don't want it to get, I hope that they don't get too, like, this whole thing about the, what is it, the other world or the nexus between the worlds or something, to me, that's just getting a little too far off of like what to me is what makes Star Wars great. You know, Star Wars is more of like this kind of combat, kind of action, almost Old West slash World War II feel to it, with a little bit of, no, maybe a little bit more than just a little bit, but like the mysticism of the Force and all that stuff. And when you get start to get focused on all that, like too focused on the things about like this, these weird different worlds, I think you take away from what really makes Star Wars great, in my opinion.
Yeah, I, you know, and, you know, obviously there's Force that goes on. I read the, what was that first book about the Jedi where they talk about, you know, it's basically like the first Jedi that ever lived. There was a book about it in the Old Republic, and that book talked about some of that. But to focus on just that, you know, that's not the point, right? Like you said, like it's just not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about the original movie, A New Hope, you know, the Force was played a tiny, tiny part in that movie. You know, it was more about smugglers and, you know, scoundrels and, you know, things like that, droids and just, you know, kind of this, like I said, like this kind of Old West world with a little bit of the Force, but not a lot. And and I think, you know, that's probably there needs to be a good balance. Like if you just start making movies and focusing on these things, it just, I think for me, at least I would lose interest. I'd be like, oh, I'm not, I don't know. It's too much.
That's why I like the books, is because they have a good balance between, you know, the mysticism of the Force and how to use it, and the combat, because they, you know, they really explain the combat in detail, and it's really cool how they do that. Yeah. You know, it's happening very quickly, but they make it, you know, they really break it down, and you know, you get a good mental picture of what should be going on, you know, when it's going down. So
All right,
I think a couple more, just real quick.
Go ahead.
Star Wars, : Galaxy of Heroes, SWGOH. We got Burton, who responded and said, not sure, but I get the vibe. They're just going to Knights of the Old Republic. Revan's turn to be seen the same way we saw through it for Anakin or the Skywalker, whatever, basically do the same or about the same, if you get my thing. I mean, in example, they kind of looking to replace the other one, and so many characters that go from the new Han Solo type of guy, Karth, if you get my picture, even though I don't feel like giving info since everything is to be stolen, I'm pissed at Lucas for pretty much giving away Disney. Giving it away to Disney. I believe it would have made a hell of a competition, but all fucking quitters everywhere. Sorry.
Wait, who are the quitters? I don't understand.
Yeah, the quitters are basically the people that are now writing and apparently giving up on the franchise is what I took from that.
Fans, or who's giving up on the? I didn't understand that at all. Who's giving up on the franchise? Who are the quitters?
Well, I think the quitters are the people making the movies, because he's saying that they're just basically replacing characters with new, like it's the same storyline. They just swap out characters is basically what he's saying.
You mean like from the different books?
Right. Just from the different movies. The different movies, the different eras.
Oh, so like Poe Dameron is the new Han Solo or something like that?
Yeah. Like following those lines. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, that's actually not a terrible criticism, because, you know, at least one of the biggest criticisms of The Force Awakens is it's the plot really follows, you know, A New Hope very, very closely, probably a little too close, in my opinion, for comfort. But, you know, it's what they decided to do. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a fair point, you know, to some respect.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I guess, would you call it laziness? Or I don't know what you would call it. But
well, I don't know if I'd call it laziness. The problem with the J.J. Abrams movies, which would be Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker, is he just, I don't think he really tried to, I guess, pushed the franchise in any different directions. It was like, it really was like he was just trying to kind of, I don't want to say remake the movies, but just, you know, doing the same thing over in a little bit different way. Like same things. There was no advancement. There was nothing different. You know, Last Jedi, most people seem to hate it. I hope that's not the case, but I mean, it was a very different Star Wars movie. I think that at least has it going for it. I mean, there's a lot of just different things in it that were, you know, not what we would kind of expect in a Star Wars movie or what we've seen before in a Star Wars movie.
I just, you know, like the whole thing with the EP hooked up to the Matrix things, like when he gets, before he gets dumped into the sewers, like, it's just, I don't know.
What are you talking about? Emperor Palpatine?
At the end where he's all attached to that machine, and that's how that's corny. That's not.
Well, you know, again, Rise of Skywalker, I just, there's so many, I don't know why, there was no need to bring back Emperor Palpatine, and I don't have a problem with the fact that they did it, but it didn't need to be done, but they did it anyway, and then to make Snoke a clone, I thought was just really, that was maybe the worst choice that they did, and wait, then,
what?
To make Snoke a clone.
He was a clone?
Yeah, I mean, he's when at the beginning when he says I made Snoke, and then you see the tubes with all the various, there's like three Snokes floating in a Bacta tank.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, so it's like, well, all right, well, who then? That raises all kinds of questions. So, you know, what was Snoke? Was he just some automaton? You know, was he a puppet that was controlled through across the galaxy by the Force? I mean, so it's just like, okay, well, what is he? Or is, you know, Palpatine have the power to create powerful Force users now? Who knows?
He's probably got, you know, he's probably got EP's DNA in him for all we know.
I don't know.
Pimped out my ride wheelchair. He was roaming around. I know Darth Bane had those mollusks or shell things that were on him for a while to help protect him, you know, but that's one thing. Like, this is just, it was just seemingly ridiculous to me. So,
well, again, I don't have necessarily a problem. Like, if they said he was there, I think that it would have been a better plot point for them to say, like, that Snoke had kind of arisen, you know, while Palpatine was gone, or they thought he was gone, and Palpatine was kind of just building his power, but Snoke was separate. Like, I don't know. And then, you know, but Snoke was never nearly as powerful as Palpatine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so now Snoke is dead. But the other problem I have with Palpatine is, again, they didn't do anything special to, like, get rid of him. So how do we know he didn't go to the next planet over and is now, you know, the next set of clone tanks, you know, connected to tubes again? I mean, they should have done something different. It's been like, okay, now he's dead. Now we know he's dead. We don't know that. I guess we can know that, but we know it as much as we knew at the end of Return of the Jedi that he was dead.
Yeah, I mean, as we talk about this, all I think about it is, you know, if they do the new Old Republic and they do this and that, you know, just don't make it what it's been. Try something new.
I don't think
if you get someone like Keanu Reeves to do a movie, he's not going to let it be a shit movie either. Like, he's,
I hope not.
No, there's no way he would, or he's just not going to do it.
Yeah. Here's what they should have done at the end of Rise of Skywalker. You should have Kylo or Ben. He should have been Kylo, but whatever. Keep him Ben. Ben and Rey, like, use the Force to, like, literally, like, rip, like, Emperor Palpatine's, like soul. They should have turned him into, like, a Force ghost. And then the two of them use the Force to, like, literally rip him apart. You know what I mean? Like, his particles to nothing.
Right.
That would, like, something like that would be like, oh,
vaporize him.
Yeah, like, now he's gone. Like, there's no coming back from that. But instead, yeah, like, they just blow him up, and that's the end. Okay, all right, well, maybe he just went somewhere else. Nope. I don't know. Like, they should have destroyed, like, the Force ghost. You know what I mean?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out, I think.
Oh, I just got a note that said my internet connection is unstable. That must have been it. Can you hear me now?
Well, yeah, they're probably hear you talking about Star Wars.
some asshole on the other end is trying to censor me, man. Yeah, fuck that probably, shit.
Probably Emperor Palpatine coming back through your computer.
Yeah, he doesn't like my ideas here. He's fuck that shit.
I don't even know with how to fix that movie. It's just it's like I said, start reading those Legacy of the Force books and just,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, so, but I do like there was a lot of the visuals were really good on Force or on Rise of Skywalker, and there were some good plot points. Like,
cool. See, and then, you know what? They're right. The lightsaber battles were not. Let's be honest. You know.
Well, okay. So lightsaber battles. The first lightsaber battle between Kylo Ren and Rey, I thought was really good.
Okay. The best one in the whole three movies was obviously the one where they. Kill like when they kill Snoke and then they kill all the guards after. That was
pretty good. I don't know if I'd say that's the best one. I like the one Rise of Skywalker between Kylo and Rey. I thought that was really good too. But you're right. I will agree with that. I think that they could have had better lightsaber duels. Sure. I think you're right.
Are you talking about the one where she kicked his ass at the end of the movie?
No, I'm talking about the one where he kicked her ass. Except for his mother betrayed him and allowed her to almost murder him. That one.
Which, okay. Well, yeah, I did.
When they're on the old Death Star, they're fighting. He's about to kill her, and then Princess Leia betrays her own son and distracts him and then allows him that he drops his saber and she picks it up and stabs him.
I remember that.
Watch it again. He won the battle. He's about to kill her. He's going to kill her.
I saw it. But on that note, if I have to play KOTAR, then you have to read some of those books. I'm telling you, it's going to change your outlook. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to look at those movies. Wow.
Well, I think the only one I will commit to reading would be the Revan book.
Oh, okay.
Well, read those other nine books. No, that's not going to happen.
No, the Revan book was good. I enjoyed it.
But I think I would read the Revan book. That sounds interesting. I don't know if I even knew that Revan book existed.
I that's the first Old Republic book I read, by the way. And after that just, you know, I fell further and further down the rabbit hole. I didn't like necessarily, like, I liked the ending of the book. I didn't like the, like, what is it, what's the post book little synopsis like many years later?
The epilogue.
Yeah, I didn't like all that. I didn't like that. It was just, and they should have had more than one book, to be quite honest. To have just one Revan book about a guy who's, you know.
In your mind, do you think he should be Revan or should he be Darth Revan? Is he light side or dark side? What is he bet? What's your? I think I know the answer, but what's your choice?
I mean, honestly. You know, I think the book does a good way of explaining it as he's neither. He's like one of those gray Jedis who's in the middle, who uses both strengths of the light and the dark side of the Force, which is badass, which is what I would probably be if I was a, you know, Force wielder. So, you know, I think that you know, he's been on both sides. He's still not a Jedi in the book, by the way. They don't take him back. He's living in the Jedi Temple.
Why are you trying to spoil the book for me? What the hell's going on here?
Sorry. So anyway, the point is that I would probably be a gray Jedi somewhere in the middle, or a gray, not even a Jedi, because I don't like that name. I would just be a, I don't know, maybe a Sith Jedi. Is that possible? Could you be a Sith Jedi? Could you be Lord Jedi?
I don't know.
Have you read about the Grey Jedi? Did you know anything about them?
I don't. Maybe I think I've heard the term, but no. Go ahead, tell me. Educate me.
They're basically like Switzerland. You know, they're kind of just neutral. They basically believe in characteristics of both the light and the dark side. And, you know, they're more about, you know, balancing the Force using to not pick a side. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, it's like their code is, let me look it up real quick. They have a code as well. Yeah, so it's, here it is. It's, I just looked it up online. Following through all, there is balance. There is no peace without a passion to create. There is no passion without peace to guide. Knowledge stagnates without the strength to act. Power blinds without the serenity to see. There is freedom in life. There is purpose in death. The force is all things, and I am the force. So that's kind of, you know, the Gray Jedi kind of theme. You know, okay. You know, to me, that's kind of, you know, that would be more, you know, my kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been many books written about it, but yeah.
So that's another thing. Again, back to Rise of Skywalker. One of the failings in the movie is, you know, there. If that's the end of the Skywalker saga, and you know, I don't know if they're going to do any movies like in the beyond that time frame or not. But you know, if you want it to kind of get wrapped up, like, okay, this is the end, you'd think you'd want some kind of balance or some kind of something, and really. You know, it didn't, the ending was no different than Return of the Jedi in many respects. Emperor Palpatine's dead, you know, Rey is there to, I guess, rebuild the Jedi or whatever. And so, like, you know, it was like, well, what the hell was the point of all this? Like, there was nothing accomplished. So,
yeah, you know, other than her picking up a yellow lightsaber, which,
yeah, I mean, part of me was hoping that they would have, like, you know, what does even balance in the Force mean? I don't even know, but. Maybe it's a sect of gray Jedis who are like, you know, balance both. Or maybe you have a light side and a dark side, kind of like a Cold War. Like, okay, you know, we have to have the dark side and the light side just to have that balance. But yeah, it's no different than Return of the Jedi, at least in terms of the ending. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I saw her pick up that lightsaber, all I could think about
was cool looking. It looked super cool.
I initially thought that, but deep down inside, the first thing I thought was, oh God, there's another three fucking movies about this girl.
I also, at the end, like, why was it just Luke and Leia there? Like, why wasn't Ben there in his Force ghost? Why wasn't Anakin as a Force ghost there?
He was like, I'm out.
Deuces. Why wouldn't they have all the Skywalkers there? I mean, right?
Man, this terror taking this new name, like, how weak are you that you can't even, you know, stand up and be like, I'm a Palpatine, but I'm good.
Well, but she's
that just ruined the whole, that's, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
No, I disagree with you there, because I think she died as a Palpatine. She was resurrected as a Skywalker. So I'm okay with that. She died and she is resurrected by a Skywalker. So I think, and she took his life force to be resurrected. So she's a Skywalker. Stupid. So I'm fine with that.
Stupid.
That I'm okay with. I mean, I have no love for Ben Solo. My love is for Kylo Ren. So once Kylo Ren is dead, he throws his lightsaber away. I'm like, whatever, that loser can die. I don't care. He sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have blood of Palpatine in you, not the blood of Skywalker. So
no, he does though. She literally has his essence inside of her. He gave it to her. Yeah, she's, I bet, Skywalker.
I bet you gave her him, you know, her.
Oh man. But anyway, all right, any more feedback?
No, I think we pretty much got that out, man. I think, okay, we did.
And this episode certainly has been more about, it's gone off the rails. It hasn't really been too much about Galaxy of Heroes, a lot more just about Star Wars in general.
Well, we, you know, I opened up the forum. Like I said,
yeah,
we,
That's fine. You know, I'm fine with it.
Slow weeks when, like, what are you going to talk about? Like, oh man, my GW rating, I almost beat this guy and he nailed me with a freaking Force crush. Like, oh, like, what do you, you know, it's, you got to keep the people interested, and the people have other things to do. And I think it's a big topic that, you know, this movie stuff's coming up. I think a lot of people are interested. I am.
I'm interested too. I'm afraid we're not going to get a movie for another 2 years or 3 years now, maybe with the coronavirus, it might even be longer. Well, that'll be sad.
Maybe some. Can we do some digital stuff then? Can we get some digital series coming up?
You know what? Do you ever watch like those fan-made short movies?
I watched the Revan one that was pretty good, other than the fact that Darth Scourge was supposed to be like 10 meters. He's supposed to be like eight, and he's like a little short dude in the movie, but you know.
Let me recommend one to you. Oh. I think it's called, let me see.
Oh, the ones on YouTube where they make their own.
Yeah. And some of them are not very good.
I didn't mind the Revan one. I haven't seen the Revan one,
but there's a really good one. It's about 20 minutes long. I think it's the best one I've seen. It's called Birth of a Monster.
Ooh.
Check it out. There's no Revan or Jedi or anything in it, but it's good. I think you'd like it.
All right, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, so go to YouTube, search for Birth of a Monster. You'll come up. It's called Birth of a Monster, a Star Wars story. It's got pretty good production values. It's a neat little Star Wars story, and it's only 20 minutes. So I recommend it. I like that one a lot.
All right.
Yeah. Birth of a Monster. Write it down. Write down, Mikey, so you don't forget.
All right, I'll write it down. Hold on, let me get my pen out so I have my Android phone.
Yeah, that one's good. I like that one a lot. I've watched a couple of other ones. I think that one was so far been the best one I've seen.
All right, I'll give it a go.
Okay. All right. Well, Mikey, I think we might be at that time where we call it a day, call it a night. I don't know if I have anything left to talk about. You've drained me from Star Wars stuff. I'm exhausted from Star Wars right now.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, I think it was.
It's hard work educating you about Star Wars. It really is.
Well, it's hard work educating you about the things that you don't take the time to read.
Mikey, what you have to understand is I'm always right, though. I'm just always right. So just if you accept that, you'll be fine. Be like, oh yeah, Stern's always right. He knows what he's talking about.
That's obviously the issue.
I was your guild leader. I mean, give me some deference. My God.
Yeah, you were a fearless leader.
I was. Not anymore. Oh yeah. So anyway, all right, Mikey. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Oh, for sure.
And we can do this again next week. Any last words?
No. Enjoy your gaming. Hopefully we get some new stuff coming out, and then we'll
I don't think anything's coming out for weeks. Never know. I think we're in a desert. It's a dry spell.
Never know, man. I hope this new post means we're gonna get
rebellions are built on hope, Mikey. We know that.
Great way.
All right, Mikey. Well, with that, I think we'll call it a night. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right.